You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There is so much renovation and new development happening in Detroit. But how many of the people designing those spaces are people who will use them? And that question drives Tiffany Brown, a co-founder of the Urban Arts Collective. She is an architectural designer who won a 2017 Knight Arts Challenge grant with her idea for bringing more women of color into the fields of architecture and urban planning. Her winning project is called 400 Forward. Tiffany Brown, welcome to Stateside. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Cynthia.
What is the significance of that name, 400 Forward?
So the significance of 400 Forward stemmed from the 400th living African-American woman becoming licensed this past August. So, and that's not 400 of, you know, the last 10 years or 50 years. That's 400 of all time out of 110,000 licensed architects in the country. So when that happened this past August, you know, I was just on a long run with the Urban Arts Collective, which we refer to as UAC, just kind of going around the country and teaching kids about architecture. And it just, you know, pushed me to seek out the next 400 group of women, you know, mostly African-American women, I guess I could say, because it's a number that represents 0.3%, like not even a half a percent of what the profession is. And, you know, that's just not what our communities look like.
So it's time to change that conversation.
Yes.
So as an architectural designer, I know you're close to becoming a fully licensed architect once you pass some licensing exams. You're a rarity. You are an African-American woman, grew up in Detroit. How'd you get into architecture?
I was actually exposed to architecture indirectly throughout my life. Like, no one came to my school to talk about architecture. So I grew up on the west side of Detroit, you know, in one of the more rough neighborhoods. And we just didn't have a lot of professionals coming there, period. So I was always drawing and drawing people in my class and just really into art. I had a woodshop class. So all of these things indirectly led me to architecture, because by the time I was in the 12th grade, someone from Lawrence Tech came to an assembly that we were having. Just, you know, she wasn't even an architect herself. She was just a recruiter. And by that time, I had become more interested in buildings and spaces. And so by that fall, at 17, I was starting, you know, undergrad at Lawrence Tech for Architecture. And 3 degrees later from there, I teach now.
There you are. And that isn't that fascinating that one person at the right time, mm-hmm. in the right place, opened up that door in your mm-hmm. mind to going down this path?
I have this little model that I try to be the face that I was looking for growing up. So if I go into a room or an auditorium and just one person is interested in architecture, then I've accomplished my mission.
So when you think of the reality that you just pointed out, that only 0.3% of licensed architects are Black women, what is being lost because of this lack of diversity?
Well, it's a profession that is integrated into our daily lives, the built environment, the spaces that we use every day. You know, there's just a lot of construction and resurgence of Detroit in particular, that they're being led by companies that don't have the necessary diversity in their company to, I would say, design for the people that they're designing for. So
that point about how about if the people designing the spaces are the people who are going to use them?
Yes. So that's exactly what I want to do with 400 Forward, is just to teach girls, let them know that they have the ability to design these spaces, and they kind of have the responsibility to be the ones that create the cities that they're living in, or, you know, other people will come in and do it for them.
How do you want to close the gap through 400 Forward? Just what is it and how is it structured?
By closing the gap, one of the main things is exposure. So just going into the schools and neighborhoods where I grew up, you know, in other neighborhoods in the city of Detroit, Detroit public schools in general, just to talk about what architecture means and talk about what urban planning means. And, you know, because they just don't know that they have the talent, you know, just try to pull it out of them and lead and guide and support them. And one way to support them is financially. So to study architecture is very expensive. To become licensed, the exams are very expensive. So this grant will help me assist professional women who are trying to become licensed in the field. And it will also help me assist grades, K through 12, like students in that realm, to, you know, take them on trips and expose them to what architecture means.
And are you doing all this yourself, or do you have a core of people helping you?
You know, it's funny that you asked that, because the more exposure that, you know, my winning this grant is getting, I'm getting a lot of people reaching out to get involved. So that's a great feeling to know that, you know, there's just this whole audience of support that I didn't necessarily have to seek out. They're seeking me out. So I also have my colleagues and my fellow co-founders with Urban Arts Collective, who are Mike Ford and Eric Christian. And, you know, those two guys are great with initiatives that they've got going on. So, yeah, I do have a support system. It is a matching grant. So we are seeking out matching sponsors. And I know that there's a lot of money out there for STEM education. And, you know, I think that this would be a great cause.
Now, you are working real hard, Tiffany, to get girls looking at that pathway, women of color, to think of architecture and urban planning and design. If they pursue this rigorous path of study, will there be jobs for them?
Absolutely. There are jobs right now that, you know, just we don't have the people, we don't have the talent right now. I think if something like this had come up when I was a kid, we wouldn't have the drought right now with even construction workers, you know, people to build a diverse pool of people to do construction, to do architecture. Things are continuing to evolve. Technology is continuing to evolve. And so, you know, our STEM-related fields are just in need of diversity. So absolutely,
there'll be jobs.
There definitely will be jobs. There are jobs right now for them.
Here you are working through 400 Forward to make architecture more accessible for women of color. And so what do you hope your field looks like in 10 years?
So the communities right now that we have, they're diverse, you know, and it's kind of architecture is just a stagnant profession going after projects in diverse communities. So what I would like to see 400 Forward do is to change that. And just if you have a diverse team of architects or a diverse team of engineers or diverse team of scientists, it just makes for a better product.
How might the city of Detroit look different if more women of color were part of the design and the planning?
I think that Detroit would be much more inviting to the people who live there, to the people who are looking to live here, if it had the input from the people of the community involved in the decisions. I think that's what's missing from what's happening in Detroit right now.
Tiffany Brown is co-founder of the Urban Arts Collective and creator of 400 Forward, which won a matching 2017 Night Arts Challenge grant of $50,000, a matching grant, with her idea of bringing more women of color into the field of architecture and urban planning. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Cynthia.